Good morning. It is 8:32, running a little bit behind, but standing by patiently on the telephone is a Principal Chief of Cherokee Nation, Chuck Hoskin, Jr. Chief, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Tom. I'm doing well.
Well, great. I understand we got some great news as far as COVID-19 vaccines in Cherokee Nation. What do you got for
us? We do, and the great news is it's open to everyone, whether you're Native American or not. If you live within our reservation, you are eligible for a vaccine, which is great for everyone. Great for Cherokee Nation, great for Cherokee families, great for our non-Indian friends and neighbors. Just so people understand, I'm talking the whole 14 counties. So your listeners in Washington County, by the way, that's in the entirety of Washington County is in Cherokee Nation.
Mm-hmm. And where can we, what's the process here? Do we have to make an appointment?
The process is fairly simple. Easiest way is to go to our website, cherokee.org, cherokee.org. There is a patient portal. It's necessary to set up, as any patient would in our health system, basically a chart, but it's a fairly simple process. Once you do that, you'd be scheduled for a vaccine. So I'd encourage people to go to cherokee.org. We're not taking walk-ins at our clinics. However, people should know that we're administering vaccines throughout our clinic system, and that's really within driving distance of just about everyone in the 14 counties. So check out the website, cherokee.org, and your nearby clinic will probably be the place you go.
I tell you what, this past year has been a long decade, hasn't it?
It has been indeed. I think everybody does. You think about what was going on a year ago. Those of us on Facebook, we see a memory from a year ago, and it's this is around the time the world was starting to not make a great deal of sense to all of us because of the impact of COVID. We're still dealing with the impact, but Tom, I feel more optimistic now than quite some time, and in large measure because of the effective way in which Cherokee Nation has rolled out the vaccine, the fact that we've been able to open it up now to all of our friends and neighbors. We're not out of the woods yet. There's still great dangers out there, but I think we all have reason to feel some optimism as if we're really turning a corner. That phrase has been used a lot in the last year, but I think this time it's legit. So anyway, feeling good about things.
Great. I understand that you're now starting to take applications for summer EBT for the kids program.
That's right. And so people, again, can go to our website, cherokee.org, and it's a summer program for Cherokee kids, which some of the issues we deal with, everybody deals with, is food security. You're either suffering it or you know somebody who's suffering from it. This is just one of many ways we try to address that. So Cherokee families can check it out on the website and get ready for what will hopefully be a safe and healthy summer.
And Cherokee Nation is going to the movies with Oklahomies, too. What's this all about?
You know, in the past few years, but we've tried to ramp things up in the last year, we have really developed our film office to do things big and small. Big things like recruiting movies to come to Northeast Oklahoma. Big things like investing in sort of the infrastructure to make sure that happens. Small but important things like the Oklahomies Film Festival, which is something that independent filmmakers and really, I'm talking even entry-level people, can create something, enter this competition. This is now the second year. Last year was interesting. There was, you know, as I recall, there was a toilet paper shortage about a year ago. There were some interesting independent films about making light of the toilet paper shortage that showed up at the Oklahomies Film Festival. We're doing it again. I like this, Tom, because in addition to being fun and being a bit of a distraction, it really goes to something important, which is developing the film industry, big and small, in Northeast Oklahoma. It's fun, but it's also serious in terms of the economy. I mean, it can really be something that we add to the economy in Northeast Oklahoma, and it can help us just about everywhere.
That's true. Oklahoma is a popular destination for a lot of movies, but it seems to be the central part they're looking at it at this point in time. But, you know, we've got beautiful landscapes here. We've got just about anything any kind of movie maker would like as far as a backdrop. in a setting. And, of course, great workforce. It'll help them out, too, if they decide to set up shop here.
Absolutely. In fact, the last time I was in Washington County, up there, you guys have a beautiful place, Prairie Song Ranch.
If yes.
people haven't been there, they should check it out. Deputy Chief Brian Warner and I were up there, and we both were thinking the same thing. We looked out across the landscape, and we said, boy, wouldn't this make a beautiful movie, like a Western? So we're not experts, but we at least are thinking of those things when we're in beautiful places, like up around the Bartlesville area. So anyway, yeah, it can happen anywhere. Oklahoma's an attractive place, and we want to leverage that for the benefit of not just Cherokee people, but all people in the region.
We recently had the winter storms, and I think the last time we spoke, we might have been in the middle of them or toward the tail end of them. And how has Cherokee Nation been handling this? Because I know that there were some people that had busted pipes and looking for all kinds of help.
Yeah. So we've done well. We've tried to respond as quickly as we can. You know, there's some folks that, you know, they're living on the margins, living in the shadows, and if we don't help them, it's hard to figure out how they'll get help for something that you and I might take for granted as just an inconvenience, a busted pipe. We're talking about elders, people living with disabilities, and just people that can't afford it. So we've done a great deal. I think we put several million dollars into a program to help people with these busted pipes. We're still fixing them because we're still finding out about them, and people can go to our website, CherokeePeopleCan@Cherokee.org. There's a portal. You can fill out some information and get some help. But I think, people are recovering as we do. And, you know, we had the winter storm, we had the energy crisis. I think what's up next, Tom, for all of us throughout the region is what's our energy bills going to look like.
Oh, yeah.
That's a concern to the Cherokee Nation. It's a concern for all of us. We've all got to find a way to get through it, but I think it's going to be difficult.
We're talking to Principal Chief of Cherokee Nation, Chuck Hoskin Jr. When you're a head of state, you got to cut a lot of ribbons, and when you're cutting ribbons, that's a good thing. That means things are happening.
That's right.
And you had a nice building ceremony. It was the Sallybird 7-star community building in Sequoia County.
It is. A lot of people say they haven't heard of the community or haven't been there, but the beautiful community of Bellefonte, a traditional Cherokee community fairly remotely located in Sequoia County, there hasn't been capital investment there of any kind, really, in decades. In fact, we tore down a building that was a head start constructed under Cherokee Nation's watch probably in the early 80s. We tore it down. We built, it was no longer a head start, it was a community center, built a new large, I think it's 5,000 plus square feet, community center. Sallybird 7-star, and if we're fortunate enough, everybody knows a Sallybird 7-star type person, an elder that's the rock of a community or a family. She was a great lady. She actually passed away from COVID in 2020. We named the building in her honor. And this is one of those things that can keep a community together. There's no school in Bellefonte. That's been long gone. There's not really much in the way of business in Bellefonte. That's long gone. But there's still Cherokee people that live there. And for them to have a place to gather, share a meal, engage in cultural activities, share stories, that's important to Cherokee Nation. So opening that building was great for that community, but Tom, it was also great for me because we've all been cooped up for the last year, focusing on COVID as we should. It's nice to get out and see some progress that's just wholly unrelated to COVID, and we have to keep doing that.
Speaking of getting into the outdoors, I understand that you recently signed into law the Cherokee Nation Park Wildlands Fishing and Hunting Preserve Act of 2021. What does that all entail?
You know, this, Tom, will be probably one of the most important pieces of legislation that I have a hand in because of what it'll do for future generations. We have land across the reservation, and we've used it for hunting and fishing. What this does is it provides a way to manage and conserve this land for generations to come. The showcase is 4,000-plus acres in Sequoia County that we're going to use for multiple purposes. Initially, it's going to be great because we can build a few small homes for people who still need to isolate due to COVID. I mean, that's still going on, and so we're going to have that space available. But this is 4,000 beautiful acres, pristine water, hunting lands, so you can fish there. And for Cherokee people, many want to go out and find traditional medicines, which you find sometimes deep into the woods. And so this land is going to be useful in that respect. But more broadly, this is our way of really establishing a national park system and a system of protected wildlands. And I think that those are the kind of things that great nations do to preserve things for everyone. And we're doing our part under this new law with these new acquisitions.
Chief Hoskin, I want to go back to the Jeep thing a little bit, because as a side, I mean, we know that that made national news. But were you aware that you were somewhat mentioned on Saturday Night Live as a result of that?
Well, I didn't know it until a colleague messaged me, and when I saw it, I thought, "Oh Lord, what did they say?" It ended up being funny and not at all hurtful to me or the nation. In fact, I think it was more at Jeep's expense than anything. But I've got a great sense of humor. And if you don't have a great sense of humor, Tom, you're not going to last very long in this business. You're going to be run out, because you have to have thick skin and a good sense of humor. And I think I have both. But, you know, the thing that stemmed from that is, in addition to people joking about it, I think people are talking in a thoughtful way about it. I've never been a guy that's come out and said, "Hey, let's boycott this company," or "Let's go take to the streets." If I can contribute to some discussion about an issue like this, which I think is of some importance, then I'm happy to do it. But, I'd rather be out signing legislation to protect our language and our land, and that's most of what I do.
Indeed. Now, if people want to know a little bit more about some of the things that are happening, you do have the website that people can go to. You have several portals for several different programs, too. Let folks know the website, Chief.
Yeah, it's Cherokee.org, Cherokee.org. And, you know, Tom, any more social media is where people get their information. And so our Facebook page, if people go and like it, you'll actually stay very up to date, because we really put just about everything on the Facebook page. So find us on Facebook, The Cherokee Nation, or check out our website, Cherokee.org. I'm also on Facebook, but hey, these days you put my name in Google, I'm not hard to find.
Nope.
You know, maybe a picture of a Jeep comes up, but I'm not hard to find.
Jeepity Christmas. All right. Well, Chief Chuck, it's always great to have you on with us here, and thanks for bringing us up to speed on what's happening with the Cherokee Nation. And as always, be blessed and be well.
You too, Tom. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Chief Hoskin, right here on K1, the one you trust. You've been listening to our Community Connection, brought to you in part by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore Kneecamp Funeral Home.